Today, enlightening entertainment will be presented in Dari and English, with subtitles in Arabic, all access are Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. صدای پرتنین تبله قدیمی ترین آلت موسیقی جهان مانند تپش موزون قلب های ما است و در قلب های پاک مردم افغان موسیقی همیشه تنین می اندازد. بینندگان زیبا، به برنامه امروز سرگرمی تعالی بخش خوش آمدید. امروز سفری خوش آهنگ به افغانستان، کشوری با فرهنگ بسیار غنی داریم، جایی که تنین تبله تاریخچه حماسی و میراث پر انرژی مردم باستانیش را آشکار می سازد. در این برنامه دو قسمتی با هنرمند تبله سالار نادر آشنا می شویم، کسی که با نواختن تبله ضربت و نواختن را به شکل یک تجربه دلانگیز در می آورد. وی یکی از پرطرفدارترین تبله نوازان نسل خود می باشد و تا کنون هنرنمایی هایی در سراسر دنیا با موسیقی دانان معروف داشته، از جمله احمد ولی، غزلسرای معروف افغان و استاد آواز غلام علی خان از پاکستان. سالار نادر کمپوز موسیقی و هنرنمایی تبله را برای نسخه تئاتری پرفروشترین اثر نویسنده مشهور افغان خالد حسینی به نام کاغذ پرانباز را بر عهده گرفت که رسانه ها از آن بسیار استقبال کردند. آقای سالار نادر لطف کردند و وقتی را برای صحبت با سوپرین مستر تلویزیون کنار گذاشتند تا با ما در مورد علاقه خود به هنرش و فرهنگ گفتگو کند.
The audience's reaction is always intrigued me, and as a child, I had no idea what the give and take was between performer and audience member. So when I noticed that I was only 8 or 9 years old, but I am actually entertaining people who are, you know, 3 or 4 times my age, you know, I felt an immediate satisfaction.
سالار در آلمان به دنیا آمد. والدین او هر دو از کابل افغانستان بودند و این نابغه خردسال با خانواده‌اش به کالیفرنیا در امریکا مهاجرت کردند، ولی او همچنان به ریشه های اجدادی خود وفادار ماند.
Well, having grown up in Germany and the States, what was the reason or inspiration for you to pursue traditional and folk Afghan music versus more of a Western style?
Yeah, well, Afghan music It's actually very dominant and predominant in every Afghan household. For me, it was actually a very early calling. Very early on, my father introduced me to the harmonium and tabla. And when I was 6 or 7 years old, I was introduced to Ustad Zakir Hussain. So I started studying very early in my childhood.
سالار در حالی که در امریکا بزرگ شد در خانه دری صحبت می کرد و در مکتب انگلیسی و در صنفهایش با استاد زاکر حسین زبان موسیقی را یاد گرفت بخصوص نوت‌های ویژه‌ای را که مربوط به سازه‌های کوبه شمال هندوستان می باشند
I didn't know that I really had the talent. I was just really drawn to it, but I guess people around me felt like I did. I was very passionate about it from day one, I would say. Yeah, it wasn't really like my soccer ball or my baseball mitt, which I would only pick up like whenever the season was happening. Tabla was always in season.
استعداد و اشتیاق سالار برای نواختن طبله در سنین کودکی او آشکار شد وقتی موسیقیدانهای کلاسیک معروف دنیا به امریکا آمدند سالار این افتخار بزرگ را داشت که آنها را همراهی کند وقتی او به سن 12 سالگی رسیده بود برای چند خواننده معروف افغان طبله نواخته بود از جمله فریده مهوش، احمد ولی، خواننده معروف پاکستانی، استاد سلامت علی خان و پسران با استعداد او با نام‌های شفقت، شرافت، سخاوت.
Did your parents play instruments as well? He taught you.
My father would sing Afghan folk in the house and not really professionally. I mean, he really aspired to become a professional singer in Kabul in the late 70s actually. And due to what was happening at that time, his dream actually really fell short. He was really not able to pursue it. At all, though, when I was born, he still till today says that he was trying to live his dream through me, be it vocal music or percussion. And eventually, when he noticed that I had the passion for percussion and tabla, knew that I had to be groomed by one of the best and a master.
استاد زاکر حسین در زمینه طبله تبحر دارد و در سراسر دنیا به عنوان یک پدیده شگفت انگیز در موسیقی مورد احترام زیادی می باشد وی در هند کشور زادگاه خود به خاطر نبوغش در موسیقی و اجراهای بی نظیرش یک گنجینه ملی به حساب می آید آثار ایشان در دنیای موسیقی به عنوان آثار هنری تاریخی مورد تقدیر می باشند او با تعداد زیادی از هنرمندان همکاری کرده از جمله جورج هریسون، یو یو ما، وان مریسون، مک کی هارت، فارو سندرز و بسیاری دیگر دو آلبومی که استاد زاکر حسین با مشارکت دیگران تهیه کرده با عنوان پلنت درام و گلوبال درام پروژیکت هر دو جایزه سرشناس گرمی را برنده شدند اجراهای زیبای طبله او را میتوان در فیلم هایی شنید از جمله فیلم اینک آخر الزمان ساخته فرانسیس فورد کاپلا و فیلم بودای کوچک ساخته برناردو برتولوچی استاد زاکر حسین سالار را وقتی 7 سال داشت به عنوان شاگرد قبول کرد تا تعلیم موسیقی را شروع کند.
I've been so blessed to have been introduced and met him when I did as a child because he's been the one and only person who's actually guided me all my life as far as my music is concerned. And the tradition I come from is the Guru Shishya Parampara, which is the teacher-student tradition, which even here today in California, or no matter where you are in the world, you still practice this tradition, and it's just submitting yourself to your teacher and to the knowledge that's being passed down to you, and preserving it and just cherishing every moment you have with your teacher.
شاگردان معمولاً بعد از چندین سال آموزش از طریق یک مراسم خاص پذیرفته می شوند. ولی استاد زاکر حسین تحت تأثیر استعداد موسیقی سالار قرار گرفت و او را تحت تعلیم خود قرار داد و استاد این پسر 12 ساله شد. سالار نادر یکی از با استعدادترین شاگردان استاد زاکر حسین می باشد.
Relaxed approach and friendly approach to his students, and he makes you feel so comfortable. Of course, when you realize how much knowledge and performances and experience he has, it's very humbling as a student. But he has a really, really beautiful saying, and he says himself, Zakirji says, that it's always good to remain a student and try to be the best student possible, because this life is an entire learning experience.
والدین سالار نه تنها از طریق آموزش های استاد زاکر حسین آینده مطمئنی را برای پسر با استعدادشان در زمینه موسیقی تأمین کردند، بلکه به عنوان والدین خردمند ویژگی های ستودنی مهمان نوازی و فروتنی را نیز به او یاد دادند که مشخصه مردم شریف افغان است.
They didn't know that I was actually going to become a professional musician, so they didn't want to get me used to being paid for performances as a child. They made sure that I donated to charity all of the time, regardless if it was a concert that was for a charity helping Afghan refugees in Pakistan, Afghanistan, or outside, or if it was just a concert that I had been invited to perform for. They always made sure. And it was great because I felt really, really good about it. I was never into the dollars and cents. I was always more into performing. And that was always a plus, because that also kept my passion. It never turned into a job. I'm actually involved with KhalidHusseiniFoundation.org. Most recently, the Pakistani flood victims. Just a week ago in Louisville, Kentucky, we had a charity where we donated a percentage of ticket sales to the flood victims, and then also I donated all proceeds of CD sales for that weekend to the Pakistani flood victims. So I'm very active, and someone who's very, very much influenced me these days and made me more active is actually my wife. She also was recently in Haiti and working there, so we both try to do our part when it comes to worldly causes.
یکی از آرزوهایی که سالار در حال حاضر دارد خدمت به عنوان یک سفیر موسیقی و فرهنگ افغان از طریق نواختن طبله می باشد. وای با درمیان گذاشتن جنبه های مشترک بشریت و میراث غنی مردم افغان با جهانیان با آوردن تفاهم و دوستی کمک میکنند.
The tabla is known for being at least 800 to 900 years old, but its predecessors are actually up to thousands of years old. And in the Indian tradition, the instrument, the pakawaj and the mridanga are actually used in the mythology in India. And then in Afghanistan, it's been something that has been traded. I think its way of origin was through the Silk Road. So, they were constantly trading instruments and whatnot. And instruments and cultures were influencing each other, at least along those border cities, I think. And then the last 100 years or so, the tabla has actually shrunk in height. and it's become a little more compact. And that's not just so we can get on JetBlue and United flights and fly around with these guys. It's so that the tonal possibilities have been expanded in both drums. The drum has a range of notes and tonal possibilities. That's what's so distinct about the tabla in comparison to any other percussion in the world.
لطفاً شنبه 18 دسامبر برای بخش آخر این برنامه با ما بپیوندید که در مورد طبل نواز معروف آقای سالار نادر و زیبایی موسیقی افغانستان می باشد. برای اطلاعات بیشتر در مورد نوازنده با استعداد طبله آقای سالار نادر و اجراهای او لطفاً از این سایت دیدن فرمایید www.salarnader.com. بینندگان عزیز، همراهی شما در برنامه امروز مایه مسرت ما بود. برنامه بعدی کلام حکمت می باشد که بعد از اخبار قابل توجه در سوپرین ماستر تلویزیون مشاهده می کنیم. با آرزوی اینکه همه افراد با موسیقی سماوی ارتقا پیدا کنند. It was a pleasure to have your company today. Coming up next is a word of wisdom. After noteworthy news, here on Supreme Master Television, may all be uplifted through celestial music.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.